As you may already know, the U.S. government has been providing assistance through USAID to the National Election Commission. We provided them technical assistance since 2009 through an $8.5 million grant that was given to IFESH, the International Foundation for Election Systems. They have been providing technical training, capacity building assistance, commodity procurement, voter education, you name it, to the NEC. We are also providing financial assistance for an international election observer team from the Carter Center. We ourselves are putting together a very robust election monitoring observation team, and we're working with ECOWAS, African Union, the Mano River Union, and others to ensure that we give as much coverage through international observation to the election. I'm very confident that the NEC will be able to carry this off. Of course, we have some concerns about violence. I've made some statements over the past week discouraging Liberians from expressing any problems they have through violence.
Madam Ambassador, do you have any indication about the possibility of violence?
I think we are concerned that we're beginning to hear some innuendo and some reference to violence that has all of us feeling somewhat uncomfortable. And I want to take the opportunity to call upon all Liberians and all political leaders to help Liberia move into the next phase of peace and prosperity. And all political leaders should issue statements discouraging all of their supporters away from violence. We are worried, but I think the Liberian people have seen enough violence, and I'm very confident that the people of Liberia will stand up, use their ballots as their weapons, vote for the candidate of their choice, and move Liberia forward into the future.
Democracy is not just about the privilege to vote. I think it is also the right to get a job, good governance, freedom of expression, and the fight against corruption. How much progress do you think Liberia has made in terms of what people are calling democracy dividends?
I absolutely agree with you. Democracy is not a single event. It's not just elections. It's a process that occurs over time. And I think the government has made some progress in the area of providing the democracy dividend. But again, Liberia went through 15 years of war. And during those 15 years, the infrastructure of this country was brought to its knees. That cannot be rebuilt in a day. So I think the biggest challenge has been to manage people's expectations of the dividends of peace and democracy, and to measure their expectations, because it does take time to rebuild.
Earlier this year, you delivered a commencement address at Huntington University, and you talked about Liberia's number one problem being corruption. How far do you think Liberia has gone in the fight against corruption?
I think it's a fight that is still ongoing. I think the government has made some progress, and I have said over and over to Liberians that we know more now because of freedom of press and the freedom of expression about corruption than we've ever known in the past about Liberia. We are still in a system where rule of law and the justice sector requires some attention, and I think that's an area that will continue to need some focus in the next administration so that we can assure that there is accountability.